When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Wolf and Owl podcast. Basically, I know that on the last episode, we said that we weren't going to do one before Christmas, but we weren't lying when we said we recorded a load of episodes, were we? We've tried out numerous formats, haven't we?
Well, this is, I like to think this is an added bonus Christmas special, just for sort of like lore listeners. And in all fairness, I don't know, I've not even listened to this back, so I know that this is your favourite pilot that we...
Hold on. What happened was, obviously, it's unbearable to listen back. The only reason, every time James edits one of these podcasts, we listen back to it to see if he's kept in anything that's cancellable, right? Now, that's the truth of it. You're not really listening for quality. You're listening mainly to see if we've said anything potentially career-ending, is the honest truth, right? So now, with regards to this Aliens episode, there is absolutely no fucking way I'm going to go back and listen to that thing that we recorded months ago. And Tom's exactly the same, right?
No.
So we don't actually... All I remember is a feeling. And I remember feeling that this episode wasn't complete shit. That's the truth of it. So that's
I remember actually this was in my top five of the 30 pilots we did.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
There's another four out there out of that 30. There's 25 that are absolutely toilet paper.
And there's one that when Tom and I come to the end of our careers and want to make sure we put something out that actually does confirm the retirement so that we can't come back on that.
Yeah.
There's an episode that that meets those requirements, doesn't it?
I think that episode as well, I think, sometimes we've described it as career ending. And I think people might think, oh, it's really, really controversial. It's not controversial. It's genuinely just very boring.
Yeah, it actually could do with some controversy. It actually could do with some sort of cancelable chat. That would actually improve the quality of that podcast.
Yeah, genuinely. It's the most boring. I'd say it's actually the most boring hour I've spent in my life.
Yeah.
Like it was probably sort of parable to when you've got out of an operation. And you're sort of slowly coming round from an anaesthetic and you can't do anything apart from just lie there in the quiet. That's what that episode is.
Yeah. An hour where they were operating on you. They've given you just enough anaesthetic to not be able to move or make a noise, but you do feel all the pain. That would be preferable than going through the re-recording of that episode of the podcast. So maybe one day we'll put that out.
Yeah.
Before we get into the podcast, which is, by the way, just to give you a bit of context, this is when we were playing with the idea of having an actual proper format. Yeah. And so we'd come up with topics. And so the topic for this episode was aliens. We had a long chat about aliens. And I wish I could tell you more. I can't remember.
Literally about week five of lockdown number one that we recorded this one. So it's a long old time ago.
Yeah, it's when we were still very enthusiastic about this podcast as an idea. And we really did.
Our enthusiasm.
We had a lot of energy as we thought we were sitting on this gold mine. So it's going to take us to the next level. Our sort of discovery of us sort of working together was still, you know, the early shoots of growth. And we were really sort of, that was before the realization that the podcast might never come out had set in.
I think at this time we thought that this one should have been out in April. And it's now December December the 22nd or 23rd this comes out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it is, it's been a long, long way to release something that neither of us have listened back to. So look, I will bear you no ill will if you don't make it to the end.
Sure, absolutely.
I think if you like the musings of two people who actually, what we found about when we were given subjects is neither of us are intellectual and we're both very selfish. We'd rather tell stories about ourselves rather than sort of delve into sort of like any sort
and it
of...
It doesn't matter how interesting the topic is.
No.
We will find a way yeah. to make that about ourselves. It's incredible, actually.
So, yeah, I mean, that's probably a heads up before you delve into this. If you actually want to listen to something that's actually about aliens, I'm sure Brian Cox has got an email.
Yeah, he sends out his weekly email about aliens, doesn't he? I imagine right. everyone that listens...
I better sit everyone... down here and write up another email about aliens. Yeah.
Dear believer...
Are you coming down for tea, Brian?
No, don't just write another email about aliens.
Yeah. Those bloody emails will be the death of me.
You've only got 7 subscribers, Brian. Just give it up.
No. There's a loyal fanship.
People are more interested in the star stuff you do.
Why don't you call Dara back? Go on. Wow. I mean, if there isn't anything cancelable in there, in the actual podcast itself, the Brian Cox fans are going to be coming for us.
Yeah, man. And
we love Brian Cox.
Yeah, I love Brian Cox.
We love Brian Cox.
I love
Cox.
Brian Coxes. The Brian Cox about too. Aliens and the Brian Cox who's in Succession.
Yeah, they're both great. Yeah. The other thing I want to address quickly before we get into this podcast is since episode 4 came out, I've been getting a lot of tweets, and I know you've been tagged in them as well, and you haven't commented. And
I've liked them.
You haven't. You've liked them, but you haven't replied or commented. What's happened is on the last episode, Tom was complaining about a game called Cyberpunk 2077, right? And he's talking about how annoying and crap this game was. Now, in between the podcast coming out, that episode coming out, and now, it has since been announced that Sony have recalled and offered refunds on Cyberpunk. And people are seeing this, Wolf and Owl podcast listeners, they're seeing this as a vindication for Tom Davis, and they're calling it 2-0. Apparently, there's a score on this podcast now, and I am 2-0 down because there was a pissy tree gate, and now there's this Cyberpunk thing. I do want to dispute this. I would like to send this to VAR, actually, this Cyberpunk thing.
What?
Because, just hold on. And by the way, I'm happy to discuss this, but I just want to raise this with you. The reason that Sony are withdrawing Cyberpunk and offering refunds is because of glitches in the game, right? That's the reason. Yeah. Now, when we talked about this at length, if you remember, your points of issue were, one, that Keanu Reeves had advertised the game without any concrete evidence that he played the game or was good at it. That was one of your issues with it. And the other one was that you could choose penis length, but you didn't have the opportunity to see your dick. Because it was a first-person shooter. Neither of those are glitches, are they? So I guess what I'm saying is, can we attribute this to a coincidence rather than...
No. I'm sorry. This feels very much like a little boy who's playing football with his friend who's so much better at football, he takes his ball and goes home. Like, genuinely, mate, is it a coincidence that I, the wolf, step out from the shadows and I go toe-to-toe?
Never, ever say I, the wolf, ever again.
And go toe-to-toe with one of, like, with you, first of all. You're sitting there, you know, Mr. Corporate Big Business with Sony in your pocket, right? And I'm the little man. I'm like, oh, you know, I've bloody been screwed over by this game and it's glitchy. I didn't mention the glitches because...
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Right.
I hadn't even got
far enough into the game to see the glitches.
Yeah. You played it for half an hour and then stopped because you didn't pass enough mirrors to see what your character looked like.
But look... I think what Ramesh is trying to say is if we come together as people and we make a stand, we can move mountains. And that's basically what we did.
That is absolutely not what I'm saying.
I thought that's what you were saying.
How was that what I was saying?
I took that was what you were saying there.
That's what you interpreted me saying?
Yeah. A version of that. You went a long-winded way around it. But
the reason it was so long-winded is because I wasn't saying what you think I was trying to say.
I felt very much like you were like, look, Tom is very talented and he speaks a good argument, right? And I'm proud of him as a friend. I wish I had probably taken his side.
Let me tell you what I said. Well, let me give you a shortened version. Tom, by coincidence, has happened to complain about a game that had some glitches anyway that he hadn't discovered. And in some weird set of circumstances where the sun has actually shone on a dog's ass, they've withdrawn a game that Tom had an issue with. It's a complete coincidence. And I refute the allegations, the insinuations that I'm 2-0 down in a podcast that's not a score-based podcast, by the way.
Well, I think actually I always looked at it as being a score-based podcast. But look, we can't keep on going on like this. So what I'm going to say is this. Be in touch with either the email, which Romesh will give you, or me and Romesh individually.
The reason Romesh will give it to you is because, Tom?
I don't know it. I'm terrible at remembering. You're good at the clerical stuff. I'm good at I'm like the sort of like, I don't know, I'm the more intellectual guy who's sort of sitting here, the brains behind it all. You know?
Oh, can I say, this is what,
Donald Trump, and you'd be like Mike Pence.
This is what these 2-0 tweets have done. Okay. Tom has just described himself as the intellectual in this podcast.
So what I was getting at is this. Hit us with maybe some, not subject matters, but things that we can discuss. Sure. And then let's see. Romesh can put his money where his mouth is, and I'll put my money where my mouth is, but the money that's in my mouth has been swallowed because I've won both of the two arguments.
You've swallowed the money?
Yeah. Yeah, because I've won both arguments so far.
You've put your money where your mouth is, and that means that you've put the money into your mouth and swallowed it.
Yeah, and then when it comes out of my butt, you can go and spend it.
Oh, my God. When it comes out of my butt. Even the fact that you use the word butt. When it comes out of my butt.
Mate, Bart Simpson. That's what he always used.
No, in all seriousness, though, we would love an official adjudication on this.
Yeah.
So what I'd love you to do, you can just send us one word, either Tom or Rom. If you put subject cyberpunk, yep, in the email header, and you just put Tom or Rom based on who you side with, do you think that the withdrawal by Sony is a coincidence, or do you think that Tom's arguments exactly tied in with what the game's withdrawal was to do with, and so Tom is vindicated? And we will go with whatever the vote.
Yeah.
Whatever the vote dictates. And we're accepting all votes, postal, whatever. We're not going to start
all
disputing
votes,
the results.
All votes count. All votes.
So if you send that in to wolfalpod at gmail.com, wolfalpod@gmail.com, and we will have a judgment for you in the new year.
Yeah. Probably on January the 6th will be election day.
If the podcast comes back. We're still unsure.
But if the podcast means like that, what you mean by that is, you know, if everyone doesn't vote for me, it's not coming back.
I'm so glad we're having a Christmas break. Do you know that? Because the amount of fucking swagger your character. By the way, he's dressed like somebody out of a fucking Offspring video.
But you'd have been 20 seconds quicker with that punchline if you hadn't had your ass kicked. You're overthinking it all, my friend.
Do you know what happened? I saw, what the fuck was the name of that band? I just couldn't get it. you're dressed like a really uncool cat, you are. Oh, it's so embarrassing to have the pause called out like that. Anyway, doesn't matter. Please do vote in. wolfalpod@gmail.com. I hope you enjoy our Aliens podcast.
Enjoy. And a very Merry
Christmas.
We've
got no idea what the content is. Have a merry, very... Oh, fuck me. Look at this. Look what's happened to me.
Man, you're trembling.
You know, I'm going to get over the Christmas break. I'm going to get like a sports psychologist or something to get me back in the game.
You're genuinely shaking like
broken.
A dog.
Yeah. Just a little tail between my legs, just sort of crouching as if I'm about to curl one out, but nothing's coming. Oh, God. So anyway... have a great Christmas. Have a very merry new year.
And I second that. Merry Christmas and vote Tom Davis.
If you think that Tom's correct. I'm not canvassing for votes. I only want you to vote for me if you actually think I'm right.
I don't care whether you think I'm right or wrong. But if you want to really...
Okay.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you want? Beak or jaws? Feathers or fur? Sharp teeth or feet with claws? Whatever's preferred. They'll grant you all last requests to steady your nerves. Then podcast the body parts, get severed and served. Bring your weak shit where the wolf and owl are. That ain't just a mistake, that's an awful howler. Both of them are known to pull up at your shows. Have the crowd witnessing a murder like they rolled in with a gang of crows. Fuck the censorship, let them see the whole thing. They stay dressed to kill, never sheep's clothing. Dark enough to turn the sun to the moon, you'll see nothing. All you hear is a huff a puff. Expect killings, red spilling and flesh ripping. Impressive in it, the death bringing his head spinning. Just kidding, every word in his song's about two grown men dressed up as a bird and a dog.
Welcome to another episode of The Wolf and Owl. How are you, Tom?
Very well, mate. Very, very well. Yeah, just actually feeling really, really good about myself at the moment.
How come?
I feel really, I don't know, I just don't feel as sweaty as sometimes I've done. Like, you know, some days you wake up and you just feel quite clammy and stuff, and today I actually feel quite dry. And I just sort of like, I think I'm a place in my life where I actually feel quite happy about myself.
Well, do you know what? You should do, because I just, at time of recording, I saw a photo of you. I didn't watch the show, I'm afraid, but I did see the photo of you in your underwear, and then it said, watch the show to find out why Tom's in those pants. But I didn't. Why were you in those pants?
It was a bet I had with Jamie about playing a game of darts. To be fair, that that was the first time I've ever taken a picture of myself with no clothes on. I actually felt relatively
you looked sort of decent. You looked in great, Nick.
It was the filters have been kind to me.
The filter. There's no make yourself look hench filter. You looked great, mate. You know you look great. But you know, it's one of those things where you go, that faux humility thing where you go, all right, I'll take the photo of me in my pants, when actually you know that you were in the fucking shape of your life and you're absolutely buzzing to get this photo done. Yeah.
You know what? Me and you are close enough for me to tell you and you alone that, I did a lot of working out just for that picture, and I purposely lost the game of darts against Jamie just so I think I could add sort of a certain, je ne sais quoi, to my branding.
You say je ne sais quoi. I very much say quoi. And the quoi was, you look ripped, mate. That's the truth of it.
The worst thing of it, though, is I still have like the scars of like yesteryear. You know, like where you could go to, if you go to like a really beautiful sort of part of the world, but once upon a time it had a battle there, there's always going to be the remnants of that battle or something horrendous that happened there. So I've still got like, sort of like stretch marks, and I've still got a little bit of move.
I would describe my physique as sort of like, the best analogy I'd have for it is like an abandoned theme park, and not a good one either. Sort of one that sort of got closed down because nobody was going. You know, so it's one of those.
That used to be one of those. Your body's basically like a place called Merlin's Magic World, which was a theme park in Cornwall in the 90s. It had like a really shitty roller coaster, and people lost their mind. And then, like, just one guy from fucking Cornwall went to Cheshire World of Adventures and was like, "You know, this is fucking shit, mate. You get up the road a little bit. They've got fucking great, great theme parks." Mine's more. My body's more like, you know, that battlefield from that England fought Scotland in. It's in Braveheart and all that stuff. Yeah, it's like, oh, this is really picturesque now, but some fucking horrible shit went down here many moons ago. Many years ago. That's how I feel about
it. I mean, we need to talk about what we're going to talk about in the podcast, but I just do want to get this out of the way. What is your manscaping situation?
You know what? My back used to look like a bath of sort of like drowned spiders at one point. I have my back done.
When you say you have it done, what does that mean?
Well, I have it waxed, but then I was in the process of getting it all lasered so I'd never come back when lockdown.
Right, but it's hugely painful, right?
Lasering is really painful. Mm. It's like having a tattoo. I mean, you've got loads of those. But you know what? Like, hairy back-wise, like, I just want to be in a place in my life where I can go on one holiday and not wear a T-shirt in the swimming pool.
Sure, but in that photo, you had hair on the front of you.
Yeah, I don't mind the hair on the front. I think it's quite sort of like 80s, sort of like sexy and cool.
So is there a line at which the hair just stops?
Yeah, like a border. But you have to cross into hairy town.
Or do you have to like get the clippers and like fade it in? Or
like, I'm really compensating for my lack of head hair with like a really, just going to a barber's and just going, hey,
No, I want a really sharp fade down the side of my ribs.
Can I actually get some tram lines just across my arsehole?
Could you do this like the Nike swoosh?
I'm in the hair of my ass. Yeah, just in case anyone pulls my trousers down. I'm all about the brand, baby. It's the hardest thing of it is that So I was going, I was having my back lasered when we came into lockdown. And then obviously lockdown started and the treatments had to fucking stop. So
so you're mid laser.
Yeah, so it's grown back, but it's sort of grown back. It's not as strong. It's sort of quite, it's almost worse hair. So
it's like some like weed killer's been.
Yeah, yeah. You know what it looks a bit like? It's like, you know, your grass in the summer when it's all a bit dead and sort of like dry. Mm. It's like that sort of, yeah. It's not a great look.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I didn't sort of, I was going to do one of those pictures where I'm looking over my shoulder, kind of sexy. But yeah, just because of what I've just said.
Well, it's a great fight. You seek it out.
You a pube shaver or?
What an incredible way to just enter into that question.
No, I just want to know what your man, like you said about manscaping.
I trim my pubes.
All right. So you're not.
And on occasion I've known to, I reckon maybe like four times in my life I've gone completely, just completely got rid of every scrap of hair in that
every
era.
Scrap. I love that as a thing. I love someone in the gym just looking at your dick and going, wow, you got rid of every scrap of hair in there, man.
You have not got a scrap of hair there, have you? Right, Tom, you chose the topic today, didn't you? And our topic today on The Wolf and Owl is aliens. Well, alternative life forms, right?
Yeah.
First of all, when I asked you what we should talk about for this episode, you answered almost instantaneously, as if you've had this sitting in the locker for a while and it's been like a burning desire to chat about. So why is that?
Well, look, listen to me, man. It's not that. It's literally, I just thought, let's talk about something. I always think you can get a clear perspective of somebody's brainwave matter by where they sit with aliens and such. And I'm interested in that, all that sort of stuff. I'm not like a complete nut about it. It's not like something that sort of like takes up a lot of my sort of like chill time because I've got other shit to be getting on with. But I'm always very interested in what people think about the afterlife. Not the afterlife.
The afterlife.
Well, actually, that's a part of it because some part
Do you think aliens is not a big enough topic you're going to throw in the fucking afterlife into a 40-minute podcast?
No, but if there is an afterlife, could they not be aliens?
Okay. What do you mean?
People are basically sent, like, after you die, you could just turn into an alien. Like, you go to another world, another galaxy. I always think that then you're trying to find your way back. And then imagine getting back here as an alien and everyone that you know, because it takes so many thousands of years to get back here, everyone know that you know has died already. That would be really sad, wouldn't it?
Okay, a couple of questions. First one, did you just freestyle that entire theory?
No. It's something that sort of like I think about now and again.
You thought
it's
about
sort of, yeah. Like, I'm always interested in the afterlife, but this isn't about that. We're going to talk about that another time. This is about aliens and what people think. But maybe if two things are linked, that's a good Tom Hanks movie for me.
Well, first of all, do you believe in aliens?
Yeah, I do. I think there's some sort of... I think there's enough stuff knocking about to say that there's probably some other life form out there. And also, how wouldn't there be?
What do you mean enough stuff knocking about?
Right. Everyone talks about everything in the modern world, right? Yeah. Everyone knows about everything. Alien-wise, we don't know much more than we did about, a few years ago. So it's like that is the one thing that's really hushed up, which tells me shit's going down. That's how my conspiracy breaks.
So you're saying what you're saying is because there's been an absence of information, that suggests to you that it's definitely more of it going down.
It's like someone there, some big-time Charlie's just keeping the whole thing down. But I think definitely there must be. Like, look, we're naive. Do you believe in them? That should be.
Yeah, I do. I think I do.
So there we are.
I think
we sit together.
Well, the truth is, I'm sort of the belief. Okay, so I know the argument you're about to go into. You're about to go, how could we possibly be the only life in the universe?
Yeah.
Right? That is the argument. How could we possibly be the only life in the universe? I do understand that argument. But at the same time, then you read an article about how the chances of there being life on this planet were so infinitesimally small that actually it is possible that there's no other. I mean, what I'm saying is, I don't know if I know enough about it to offer an educated opinion.
My thought about it is that there is other life, but we're like the best. You know, like whenever you see films and stuff, they're always like so far sort of in front of us with everything. Like, and aliens are going to come and they're going to have spaceship. I think that aliens are far behind us. And we'll be like the...
What are you basing that on? Apart from just a sort of a male bravado?
Just a male bravado, mate. If I was...
I think if there is fucking aliens, there's absolutely no way.
I think it'll be a mess.
There's absolutely no way they're where we are. In terms of technology, in terms of Netflix, in terms of all that kind of stuff. Absolutely no way.
No, but I think that there'll be a bit of an anticlimax. Like, we'll find them before they find us. And right. It will be like some astronaut fella will come back down and they'll go, fucking hell, like, yeah, I found other life. And they're like, oh, sweet, what are they like? It's like, actually just pretty shit. They're like, it's been a long process, but they're just pretty boring. So they're like, they're almost us, but without, like, they're just like blobs of sort of boredom. They've not constructed any of the stuff, and they've not even got close to getting off the planet. They haven't even invented.
You sort of described most of the Edinburgh Festival. Yeah? but enough. The less said about that, the better. Do you know what though? I do believe in aliens, but then about last year, I think it might have been after a Judge Romesh record. I got into the car. When we used to have drivers and stuff. You're not allowed to have that anymore, obviously. Got into the car to go home. And the guy goes to me, oh, you know, it's a nightmare, isn't it, how people think that the press over here is free, and it's not free, really, is it? We're told what they want us to know. And I kind of, that piqued my interest. Conspiracy theory shit. Well, not conspiracy theory, the fact is the media are manipulative. So I was like, yeah, okay. So I was chatting to him. And then he goes, and then, of course, there's a whole thing about the aliens being covered up. And I was like, right, yeah. And he goes, you know, with the agreement between the sort of eight different alien species, us being one of them, and he said, I don't know if you're aware, but they are camped on the far side of the moon. We can't see them, obviously. He said, do you remember that that space shuttle that blew up on takeoff? I said, yeah. He goes, that's because we breached the accord that we had made with the other races, and so they actually just shot it down from other side of the moon.
I've never met this man that you're talking about, right? And I know, firstly, it's a man, just by the way you're describing what he's saying. But I can picture him perfectly. He's nasally. Like, that's the trouble about aliens. Because actually, genuinely, that's a fucking hell of a thing to come up with. Alien agreement.
It's a hell of a thing to come up with to somebody that you're meeting for the first time, I would say.
I just like the alien agreement that they're covering. That would be, imagine the fucking news, how big that would be as a story.
Yeah. We can't even get Brexit to work. So the idea that we could set up some sort of accord with seven other alien species.
Also, who the fuck are we sending to do that deal? Like, on behalf of mankind, we're sending Boris Johnson, Donald Trump, and fucking Putin. Just like the aliens sitting there going, who the fuck are these guys?
Yeah. So this is the bet. We did ask for the, just a quick thing. Can I just ask all the other planets? We agreed the best of the best, right? So I just want to know if did Earth get the did Earth definitely get the memo?
They were really unaffable. Yeah, in all fairness, they're kind of just getting their head around anyone who's not white on their own planet, let alone another fucking species.
Who's your translator? Who's the interpreter on that? I want to know.
Oh no, you know for a fact, right? That no matter, even if we're fucking doing a deal, we're doing a fucking massive great deal with the fucking Alien Alliance, everyone still has to speak English.
Yeah. Everyone's just shouting English louder. Well, no, yes, you can go on the moon. Yeah, we're happy for you to be on the far side. The far beep, side. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
I kind of know what he'd say. That makes sense to me, actually, that...
So we both believe in aliens.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We've established that. Now, does that mean that whenever you hear stories of like people that have seen them, do you buy that?
It depends on the person, doesn't it? So one of my other beliefs, just quickly on the alien thing, is basically like, if there isn't aliens, like we've found everything about this world, it's like we've almost got to the end of the movie, which actually sometimes it feels like that anyway. It's like the final frontier would be a cool thing. But yeah, I mean, it depends on the people. Like the guy you're talking about in the car, I'd have chatted to with relish because I fucking love people like that.
And you fucking love relish as well.
I love relish, yeah. Sweet corn relish especially. Actually, if I could have...
My God, That's my favourite relish as well, mate.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
We have so many fucking foods in common.
God, it's so good that we're friends. Yeah.
I actually had Marmite, peanut butter Marmite, by the way. Like, I actually ate it from the
jar. Did you see that message?
Yeah, sorry. I actually felt that. I don't know. That was a message, just quickly. I'm just going off track here. So saying, they sort of quite patronising.
There's a jar of, because basically we've been banging on Instagram Lives about Marmite peanut butter, right? And how delicious. And I recommended it to Tom, and Tom tried it. And sure enough, as I knew he would.
Love it. I actually eat it straight from the jar sometimes.
Mm, it's delightful. So, and we also talked about storing it upside down. So that, anyway, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of tips there, right? But this guy messaged both me and Tom on Instagram to say, just finished it, 10 out of 10, rank AF, right? And listen, can I tell you something? What I would say to that person is, I refuse to believe that anything about how that product tastes can be a surprise, okay? It's Marmite peanut butter, right? If you like Marmite and you like peanut butter, you are going to like this product.
I'm just going to jump in there, actually. Well, I mean, I didn't want to get into this because it sort of aerated me so much. Just finished it, rank as fuck. I've still got a fucking jar of sweet pickled onions that the fucking guy in my local shop sold me, right? I've still got that jar because I had one of them. They're fucking disgusting. I didn't eat the rest of them. Don't eat it.
You're absolutely right. I would say take a bit of ownership for the fact you bought those pickled onions, though. The way you said that was like the guy put the hard sell on
you. He was telling me they were delicious. I went into one of those fucking really cool farm shops.
Right. What did he say?
He was just like, oh, you've got to try this, you've got to try that. And I'm terrible when when people give me a hard sell, they see me coming. I've brought awful clothing. Mm. I've brought awful fucking food stuff. My wife is like, you're just the worst. People see you coming from a mile away, go, like, that's my fucking Christmas bonus, that big loser coming here, because he'll buy anything.
That's how your wife talks to you?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes. When it comes to shopping, that's how she speaks to me.
Yeah, they're just thinking, look at that big fucking pathetic loser over there.
Fucking hell, you fucking loser. I would say it wasn't that much of a loser when I was fucking spending for extra fucking balloons for our wedding, was I? Who saw me coming then?
Right, Tom, we got some questions.
Yeah, my favourite bit. I love the questions, baby.
Okay. So I'm going to be straight up with you. Some of these questions, dreadful.
Are they all about aliens? Or people still sort of trying to ask?
No, somebody, for example, somebody's asked me, how scripted was Asian Provocateur? I mean, I don't know how much clearer I could have made it. This is aliens, but... Okay, first question. This is quite. I'm going to start off with quite a standard question. All right, this is from Daniel Anthony Hill, and the question is: do you think there are aliens in Area 51?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think that's the whole of Area.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt in my mind.
Without a doubt, you don't have a single doubt in your mind that there's aliens.
If you can talk me into having a doubt, I'll have a doubt. But at the moment,
okay. First of all, the burden of proof that is not on me here. You're saying without a doubt. There are aliens
There's so many people have sort of seen shit there, right? There's so many, and that's one of the most restricted places on the whole of the world, right? That you can't get in.
Yeah.
Shit's going down. And there's been leaked stuff there from where we've seen aliens and stuff. I bet there's a fucking treasure trove of stuff in there. If you could get your head in there and have a little bop about, it'd be fucking amazing.
Bearing in mind that a lot of people have also said they've seen the Loch Ness Monster. That has since been... I'm not putting the Loch Ness Monster.
Has it ever been proved there's not a Loch Ness Monster or never was? Because he might have lived and now he's not around.
You make a very good point, Tom. What I would say in response to that is that they've sort of looked at the likelihood of it. It's pretty slim. And also the other thing they did was did you see this when they made that programme about the Loch Ness Monster where they had this group of people that were on a Loch Ness tour and then they just basically sent like a pipe in the middle of the loch. They just sent a simple pipe out of the water and then back in, right? And then people just went, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then they got them to draw it, and these people were fucking adding teeth. They were adding, big, dinosaur-y eyes to that thing. Like people, if people want to believe something, they'll sort of embellish it, right?
Yeah. You know, years ago, I went to a festival on the banks of the Loch. Loch Ness Monster, on the Loch Ness, of the banks of the Loch Ness.
Okay, you're a believer. Your mask has slipped there. We know where you stand on this.
And lots of...
Was this on a Loch Ness Monster tour?
No. It was a festival that Fatboy Slim came up with called Rock Ness.
Okay.
in Loch Ness.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So I was there a few years ago selling T-shirts. And, I mean, as you can imagine, loads, like, people were off their fucking nut that day, like, or over the weekend.
There was, this is perfect Loch Ness monster.
Oh, mate, so many people, right? And then one, this is really terrible. This, so obviously you're at Loch Ness, the weather was incredible, it's really, really hot. And so one of the things everyone's doing is jumping in the loch and going for a swim because it's fucking, you know, beautiful weather, whatever. So I fucking, like, basically with a load of pals, I'm drunk, I'm sort of like, I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to go in. So I rag off down to my Calvin's and I run into the fucking water, I dive in and I'm having a swim about. And loads of people, you like, united together, got their camera phones out and go, there's something in the water. There's something in the water. And so many people to that day would must have pictures of me coming out of the fucking banks of the Loch Ness in a pair of Calvin Klein's, half buzzing and sort of like tripping fucking, over, going, whoa, it's coming out, it's coming out.
Like the most terrifying James Bond.
I'm so happy that Instagram wasn't around then. Like, that would have been like, yeah, there is a monster. Someone somewhere's got that picture, and I'd kind of like to see it. But yeah.
I mean, of course you'd love to see it now, because look at what you're looking like
now. Yeah. I was not.
I imagine if Loch Ness is going on now and he came out in the nick that you're in now, just people just be like, holy shit.
I look like Daniel Craig. Instead, I genuinely I look like a hippo coming out. You know, the demoralizing thing is, you're trying to come up a bank and you're trying to walk and it's slippy and then you're slipping over and I was coming out on all fours. I was drunk. Yeah, that was pretty fucking embarrassing. I wasn't even manscaping then, so I had quite a hairy back.
And what happened with the, did you get muddy?
Yeah, I got muddy. It was.
So what happens with the mud and the hair? Was it just become quite matted?
I was at a festival. I just took off my pants and put on my shorts over that. And just went commando for the rest of the day.
Nice. Good times. back to what the point is, you think there's absolutely zero doubt that there's aliens in Area 51?
Yeah, I think there definitely is. Otherwise, why would there be an Area 51?
Well, is there an Area 51?
Yeah, of course there is. Everyone knows about it. It's on Google Maps.
That feels like, considering you just named it as the most secret, difficult place to find in the world.
To see if there's area.
The idea that it would be on Google Maps and what labelled like it's a branch of Nando's, I find difficult
to believe. Area 51, Alien Centre.
Fuck off.
Oh, no, I've looked for this before. That's a bit disappointing.
What?
It's a restaurant.
Unbelievable.
I looked it up before, right? And just got Area 51 Alien Centre. Look, that's there. That's the Area 51 Alien Centre. And now I've just seen it. It's a restaurant. Oh.
Of course. Why would it be? Why would Area 51 be clearly labelled like that on Google Maps?
It is just, yeah.
And where is it? Skegness or something?
No. It's in the Amokasa Valley.
Unless it's a double bluff.
No, this just looks really tacky. I mean, it's a restaurant that sells really shitty alien toys. Oh, man. Actually, the reviews of this place are fucking terrible. This place is just a money grab.
Yeah, of course it is. There are pricks in the UK that are looking that up thinking it's actually affiliated with Area 51.
The guy cleaning the restrooms took 45 minutes to clean them, which is the longest time I've ever waited for a restroom to be cleaned.
I don't think I've ever waited for a restroom to be cleaned. I think that's in my list of experiences.
A lot of people say
the longest time I've ever waited for a restroom to be cleaned. That suggests that's something that guy regularly does.
The fact that after 10 minutes I go, look, mate, I'm going to have a shit, whatever. Just fucking... that you'd be standing there holding your willy. Holding your penis. Like, just go. Hey, it's fine. Just go ahead. It's fine. No, I want them all to be clean. I want them to be clean.
Yeah. No, please. Clean it. No. It's one of these things. I will not go into a restaurant unless it's been cleaned immediately before I go.
That's just someone who likes to fucking complain. Because now I want Tony to complain. The food was delicious.
I know. Okay. So Tom thinks it's definite. I say, probably. I wouldn't say that without a doubt.
It doesn't exist, who's fucking come up with it? Well, that's pointless losers come up and go, oh, there's a place called Area 51 where they keep aliens. And everyone's like, no, there's fucking...
I know, you just, just something to keep sort of morons occupied, I guess. Anyway, how many times you look for it?
Oh, I look there. That's the second time. The first time I'm like, oh, cool, it's there. I know where it is. If I'm ever in the neighbourhood, I can pop by. Now I know that if I'm fucking looking for a place to go and have a shit in the Annesborough Valley, it won't be there. Just drive on. No. I read about this place. Fucking restrooms take ages.
Honestly, do you fancy waiting the best part of an hour to curl one out? I suggest you keep driving.
Just drive
friend.
On. I'll go behind those big mountains. coming round at Area 51 from round the back of the mountains, and someone going, an alien. Same guys from Loch Ness. Yeah, fucking pricks. Why do you strip off? Why do you take off all your clothes to go for a shit?
Right, okay. This is from Kazim Shah 3, who I believe has asked us questions.
Yeah, I remember his name.
It's quite a bleak question, oh, Jesus. I would say. But, you know, I like to keep it light.
Yeah, it's nice to have a mix.
So the question is, do aliens have ethnicities and do they discriminate? Now, I actually think this is quite a good question, because every single time you see aliens depicted, or you see any alien films, we all assume they're all going to be the same. Regardless of the fact that our own empirical evidence of how we are is that we're not all the same. I mean, I know we're all the same inside and blah, 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 2020. But what I mean is, you know, visually speaking. Yeah. So it's possible, isn't it?
That's the other thing. That we have no idea what they might look like. That's what I mean. I think they're like sort of versions of ourselves in a sense. But I think, yeah, of course. Like also, what is there multiple aliens from multiple different planets? That's the thing you've got to try and get your head around. But yeah, I mean, if they're out there.
I mean, that's a weird thing, isn't it? When you look at Star Wars and like Star Trek and all that, all of the aliens look pretty much the same. All the Klingons look pretty much the same. They're not black and white Klingons.
Whoa. You're talking about two different, like, let me just quickly just jump in it, right? So Star Wars wise, you know, I've only seen the first three movies, as in the original.
The original trilogy, right?
Yeah. I ain't having Star Trek. You're right about Star Trek. The Klingons, all that shit. There's just not much thought that goes into it. I think it's very lazy.
Whoa. Jesus Christ. First of all, can I just distance myself from the... Star Trek is late. Listen, Star Trek shit, yeah? Star Trek nerdy, yeah? Star Trek unappealing, yeah? I'll accept all of that. Lazy.
Mate, come on. Like, you know what? Star Trek, I'll sit through a fucking Channel 5 shitty, you know, awful film with a woman who used to be in Beverly Hills 90210 on a fucking Sunday afternoon, because it's got something about it. Star Trek comes on, I'll leave the house.
I'll turn the TV off. So, Jesus Christ.
My point was this. Like, I used to when I was a kid, if you went around to another kid's house and he had Star Trek and he was a fan, that friendship was over, right? Star Wars, however, let me just say, there's a lot of diversity in Star Wars with all the different aliens and the different, like, you just look at that gaff that Han Solo's frequenting in that first film. He's knocking about. Yeah. There's every kind of alien in there, all different types. You couldn't even buy all the figures. There's so many. Actually, I'll tell you what, if you ever want to watch something where, like, there's all different sort of, like, groups of aliens and stuff getting on, fucking have a look at that gaff. I mean, obviously the whole thing ends up having a big fight, don't they?
Have a look at that gaff for what point? What's the point of that? Look,
fucking hell, these are aliens. Just everyone's getting on. They're having a right good time. There's a band playing from one, like, species of aliens. I think if there's different aliens from different backgrounds, that's what we should be hoping it's like. Mos Eisley,
yeah. But you're sort of conflating two points here, Tomo. Yeah. Because that is aliens from different planets. I'm talking about aliens from the same planet that look different to each other.
Yeah, but how do we know that they're all from different planets?
What?
Well, you could.
Well, okay. Actually, to be fair, it's happened by accident. But now you found yourself a good point, because that is true. That is true. There could be some of them that are from the same planet but just look different. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
And everyone seems to be getting on. I'll tell you what, whenever I watch that movie, I'm like, I hope one day that we can all just be like a bit more like Mos Eisley, Isley or whatever.
I think you're probably the only person, because that's, by the way, the scene you've described there, one of the most iconic scenes in the whole Star Wars sort of canon. I think you're probably the only person that's taken away from that a sort of a message of unity, bearing in mind that there is a murder.
Yeah, but it's going to...
Within 5 minutes of arriving at that bar.
Yeah, but also shit's going to go down and it's a film. So I bet if you made a TV series out of that little town and that little bar, it'd be like Cheers. It's just that so happens when, well, it's a fucking, I tell you who kicks off the fucking murder, it's fucking Han Solo. Everyone's getting on fucking fine until he turns up and fucking...
It's such a shame, isn't it? It's such a shame. When people look around and think, you know, which aliens are the real enemy, it turns out the biggest enemy alien is us.
Man. And not just man, it's Harrison Ford.
Specifically Harrison Ford. Yeah,
he fucking goes in throwing his weight around.
Yeah, absolute prick. You don't like Star Wars, do you?
Look, I like the first three. I think they're works of art. I just haven't got into the rest of it, if I'm honest with you.
It's incredible. It's incredible. What an incredible thing to say. You like the first three. You think they're works of art.
Yeah, I mean, they're amazing.
And yet you haven't, despite having watched those three works of art, you've not got round to watching any of the others.
I watched a bit of the fucking fourth one or the first, whatever, like the throwback ones. And I was like, oh, fucking hell, this is dross. It was like, right, I'll tell you something. Know when you've done a good thing and fucking walk on. It's like if you basically went and took The Godfather, right? The Godfather 3 was a fucking absolute travesty. But if you went, oh, now we're going to do The Godfather and go back to fucking this bit of the story, you've got a great trilogy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I'm glad we walked away from Judge Romesh and we did.
Mate, I still think there's a great third series in that.
Right, okay. Okay, our next question is from, Christ. Look, this is a question, by the way, don't answer this, but this is the, bearing in mind we're asked for questions today is, if you both had a baby together, what would you call it?
What a fucking question. Also, actually, in a sense, what a fucking poor kid. Like with the two of us as parents.
Can you imagine? It would be hideous, wouldn't it? Okay. Our next question is from IG Isaac KHFC.
It's a long old name, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't get some of these Instagram names.
Well, just quickly, I was going to say as well, if your Instagram name has got the real something in it, that's where I'm tapping out. Unless it's Kevin Hart or is someone who's fucking like... Yeah.
But big is okay, is it?
Yeah, because that's a part of my branding. But also, Tom Davis was taken by the fucking... And Big Tom was all taken by the fucking tomato sauce company. Not Tom Davis, because the sauce isn't called Tom Davis.
Yeah, that'd be a weird naming strategy, wouldn't it? You had a bit of the old Tom Davis sauce.
I bet there's people out there who said that.
Absolutely disgusting. Would you rather fuck an alien with one, two, or three boobs? Let's sort of strip that question down because it's a bit to unpack there. Could you imagine yourself ever having sex with an alien?
Well, I actually like the idea that if you're going to go to the original question, obviously just with two, because that would be the most normal, right? I mean, three would be, I don't know.
You know when you watch Total Recall?
Yeah.
Did you not like that?
No, I found it sort of a little bit overwhelming.
You were overwhelmed when you sat watching the film? And those three boobs were revealed. You found that moment overwhelming.
Yeah, I think it was like, yeah, it's one too many. You know, like when you play, like say, Jenga, right? And you're pulling out all the blocks in Jenga, and at some point you're going to pull one block out, and the whole thing's going to fall down because it's, you know, this is just the opposite. It's adding one too many things, in a sense. If you know, do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Well, I know that the example that you used is completely inappropriate for the point you're trying to make. Yeah,
I literally.
It's about Jenga when you
halfway through the example, I was like, this has no relevance to. But my cousin works for Jenga and he's tried to tell me to get it once every podcast because sales are down.
Hi guys, just a quick message. Really enjoying the podcast. Just wanted to know why it is that Tom just insists on using Jenga analogies for whatever it is you guys are talking about. It's just a bit weird.
Right, okay, here's another one.
Well, you know, in many ways, responding to emails is like...
playing Jenga.
If you're...
and if you're third person to pull out a brick, the pressure's on you, really. Very much so, responding to this email. Here we go, then. I'll tell you, like, what about this as a... you know, like, you have two pieces of Weetabix or you have two bits of toast. Right?
Yeah.
Because that's how things are done. If you have three Weetabix, I often find I won't eat all of the third one.
No, I agree with that, but I wouldn't say that, I wouldn't describe that feeling as being overwhelmed. If I was presented with three Weetabix of a morning, I wouldn't go, fuck it, I am so overwhelmed by this. I would go, I'm probably going to leave that third one.
That's how I felt, man. the people who go to a restaurant when they say there's too much on the plate. I just couldn't enjoy it. Leave some. Just leave some. Yeah, no. I can't even eat two of those wheat a bit. So I'm just so overwhelmed by the three. That's like trying to climb fucking Everest, mate, looking at that.
Did you ever have like a birthday party or go to a birthday party at Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
So I had a birthday party at Pizza Hut. And one of the kids that came to the party, he ordered a large pizza, right?
Okay. I love this kid. I love this kid already. What a legend.
Right? He ordered a large pizza, okay? All of us ordered small. All right, I think maybe maybe I ordered a medium because I was a greedy kid. This kid ordered a large, right? Skinny kid ordered a large. So immediately I can hear my mum and dad chattering away like, what a fucking waste of money this is, right? There's no way this kid's going to get through a large. But they let him get it. My parents didn't even try and talk him out of it, right? They go, okay, you want a large? We're a bit nervous. We're trying to fit in this town. Let's just let this kid have a large pizza, right? He gets a large pizza. He sits there and spends the entire duration of the meal just talking about how there's no way he's going to be able to eat all of this pizza and pretty much eats none of it.
Do you remember Pizza Hut first sort of came into sort of like small towns? I remember that there was one in Sutton and a girl that I went to school with, her dad worked at Pizza Hut. He was like sort of the manager, right? And I remember going home and telling my parents that a girl in my class, her dad worked at Pizza Hut. And my dad then would go around town going, have you been down Pizza Hut? Yeah, no, it's great there. It's fucking, pizzas are lovely. Blinded place. Tom knows the maitre d'. The maitre d'. And also, my dad treated it like, because we were used to back then, like Bernie Inns. And like, you know, even like eating in a pub wasn't like a gastro pub. So Pizza Hut felt, like McDonald's or whatever, Pizza Hut felt like, for him, I think that he was in like a fucking Scorsese movie, taking my mum there. He'd be in a suit, do you know what I mean? Suit jacket, sports jacket on a fucking Saturday, like putting a tenner in the game. Keys in his pocket, yeah, gets a nice table, yeah, somewhere I can see the high street.
Mate, before Pizza Hut, the pizzas in this country, like the whole thing of like a slice lifting out and all the milk and cheese, and all, fucking incredible.
Yeah, do you know, still though, I still love a Pizza Hut. I still go back there and I still, the salad bar, and I still reminisce about when times were sort of simple. And I kind of get like a Wonder Years kind of sort of like throwback when I hit a Pizza Hut. It's a nice feeling.
All right. Do you want another question?
I'd love another question. I'd eat that question up like it was a sweet, sweet pizza.
Oh, by the way, I didn't answer that question. In answer to your question, IG, Isaac, KHFC, we both agree two.
Yeah, two.
I think three is, I wouldn't say it's overwhelming. I just think it's, as Tom said, it's tricky to.
And also, let me just say that, you know, if there are any aliens listening, both me and Ramesh, you know, we'd definitely have sex with you.
We are definitely DTF with regards to species from other planets.
Both me and Ramesh are in a point where we've been so ostracized by our own species.
Yeah. I've got to a point now. You know when people talk about, when people say things like pansexual people, they're a bit greedy. I am interspecies available. Okay, here's a good question. This is from LA Sunlight.
Oh, that's a fucking cool name. That's a really cool name. I like that.
Are aliens among us? And they've given three examples. Elon Musk, Bowie, and Beyonce.
They're really fucking random people to pick.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Well, why Bowie? Because of...
Are you a Bowie fan?
I like some of his stuff. I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, he's a great sort of, you know, a great showman and stuff. I don't think that there's anything that he's done that would merit the fact that I think that he was in sort of like an alien.
Okay, it sounded... I'll be honest with you, you came very, very close to saying estrogen there. You're trying to say extraterrestrial.
That's what I was trying to say.
It just got away from you, didn't it?
Yeah, there was a tongue twister. But, and Beyonce, I think, is someone that we should be like held in, being very proud of as one of the strongest of our species. Don't really know enough about Elon Musk, if I'm honest with you.
So, is it kind of a planetary patriotism that you're saying that you refuse to acknowledge the possibility that Beyonce She's one of our own.
Mate, I think if you're an alien living on Earth, you're keeping your nut down. You're keeping your fucking head right down. You're not selling out arenas, and especially like with, do you know what I mean? They'll be literally underground, like sort of like they'll be like the guy dropping off your like delivery in the morning, like your Amazon delivery, and you're like, he's a lovely fella. You know, never he says much, he could be an alien. You know, it's a guy doing some labour.
Why?
No, because I think you keep your head down. You do jobs.
Why? No, but what? So in that hypothetical situation that you're bringing up there, what is the scenario in which that person has come here? Because you're making it sound like they're kind of a refugee.
They're trying to make a life for themselves. They're gathering intel about our humanity, right?
Okay, so why would you become a labourer? If you wanted to gain intel on humanity, why would you become a labourer?
Because you want to keep your head down and not get found out, research on the internet. Let me tell you something, mate. You're going to learn fucking more about our species down at Wetherspoons than you will at any fucking showbiz party. That's where you're going to find out about fucking the people, you know. It's down, you know, you're going to find out when you mix with the real members of our humanity. Not fucking knocking around at fucking the Oscars party with Beyonce.
Do you know what I find so terrifying? There is sort of a logic to what you're saying.
Yeah, but that's...
So you're saying that an alien comes as a labourer, goes down the pub, gathers information, do you know what I mean? And then it reports back. A lot of humans like to go to Parliament Square to defend statues unnecessarily.
Right. It's a top secret mission, right? So you're saying that let's use the fact they're all on Venus, right? Let's just say there's alien life form on Venus, because that's the first place that's come to my head, right?
Okay.
They're looking down, and then someone runs into one of the other alien, like the boss alien, the top alien, like the leader, and he's like, have you fucking seen what Terry's doing down in fucking on Earth? And he's like, what? He's like, oh, he's only fucking sold out. He's performing at Super Bowl. He's fucking...
So who's Terry now? Terry's Beyonce.
Yeah, so say Terry's become Beyonce. He's fucking, like, everyone knows who he is. It's only a matter of time before he catches out. And he's like, why can't he be more like fucking Sandra and Vinny? They're fucking... No one's ever going to catch them because no one's that interested in what they're up to day to day.
It's a good scenario. Also, very good insight into what your go-to names are for various characters. Well, who are they? Terry, Sandra and Vinny?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably like, you know, Agent 5 or something like that. But I just like the fact, I like to normalise them.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to be honest with you, Tom. I initially went on the offensive with you there. But I actually think you're making a lot of sense.
Thank you, bro. I'll take that as a massive...
That answers it. So in answer to the question, yes, you do believe they're amongst us.
I do, yeah.
But you think that it wouldn't be Elon Musk or Beyonce or Bowie.
Yeah.
It would be lower profile.
You know who else I think might... That driver that you had that you talked about earlier, I think he might have been an alien.
Why would... Yeah, but that... What,
I think he's fucking getting very close to the edge and he's fucking... like.
I reckon... Do you know what I reckon? I reckon he's not happy with paying conditions.
No.
Right? And he's thinking to himself, do you know what? If you want to fuck me about... Yeah. Right? Let's see what happens. Maybe I'll give the game away a little bit. Maybe on the next few jobs, I'll start planting a little seed of doubt into people's noggins. How about
that? Just like fucking letting a bit of like green ooze come out of his ear. Oh, yeah. Oh, what?
Oh,
yeah, sorry about that. It just fucking happens sometimes. Yeah. Are you an alien? I couldn't say.
Yeah. If I was, I certainly would.
Sometimes when you've got one of those drivers and you fall asleep and you wake up and go, oh, we got here in no time. And they just give you a little wink. That you've been in a spacecraft.
No, I get what you're doing.
Your face was so disgusted. I'm thinking, in all the years I've known you, that's the most disgusting you've ever looked at me. You were like that. Oh, fucking hell, man. Just, you were... You know what? You could have gone out on this podcast on such a fucking high. You've genuinely... changed the way I thought about fucking aliens living amongst us, and then you fucking ruined the whole thing with an awful joke about spaceships.
No, I liked it. Right, do you want one final quick fire question? Just very quick answer, Tom, so we can wrap this whole thing up. I think we've put this whole alien thing to bed. What do you think aliens would make of humans?
You know what? I think at one point they'd have thought that we were a pretty amazing group of people, but I think now we've probably let ourselves down. I think they'd look around and go, we have all of this infinity of knowledge and whatever, and what are we doing with it? I think we've gone past the point of, like, you know, like, I think iPhone 1 was when we should have just stopped with technology. I think, like, it's...
That was just called the iPhone, yeah, wasn't it? It wasn't called iPhone.
Like. I think we've pushed it too far. And we've pushed our limitations too far. And we've lost sight of what we should be concentrating on. And I think when the aliens look at us, they'll go, yeah, you know what? Fuck this lot.
Fuck this lot?
Yeah. Fuck this lot.
What's your problem with the repeated iterations of the iPhone?
I just think it's just got... It's ruined our sort of, like... It's constant, isn't it? It's a constant thing now of, like... Like, upping it, and, like, Twitter and fucking... You know, don't get me wrong, the fucking internet's great, but the internet should have been used for far better things than it's been being used for, do you know what I mean? And I just think... I look back and think when we are happier. Do you know what? I was probably happiest, 96, 97. Great times. And I don't even fucking... And you know what? If someone had told me then, like, you know, shake my hand here, there's fucking the internet and, like, iPhones around the corner... You know, I'd have been like, oh, wow, that's amazing. And I might have made that deal with the devil stroke aliens. But for what cost?
What deal would you have made? So what are the terms of that deal?
Well, I don't know, for maybe my eternal happiness. Like that.
What, to freeze things at that point?
I think, mate, we were in a fucking great place then. I mean, maybe there was other shit going on. I'm probably just thinking about those happier times. What about you?
Yeah.
I mean, you love technology, right?
The original question was... what do you think aliens would make of us? And now it's become an attack on me for liking my phone too much.
Yeah, but what would you say when you're... What would you say was the time you were happiest with technology and you're like, oh, actually, this feels like...
Oh, mate, can I tell you something? Absolute game changer. Oh. Switch the phone off one day a week.
Really? Oh, yeah. When did you switch yours off?
I haven't done it, but I've read...
I've read the happiness that it can really fucking change your family's life.
Yeah.
Personally, I wouldn't do it.
No, I wouldn't do it. I mean, fucking. No, seriously, that's a thing to do, apparently.
Maybe I'll try that.
Tom?
Yes, sir.
I thought we've put aliens to bed.
Yeah, I think aliens are well and truly put to bed.
Do you want to say anything kind of...
Yeah, let me say this. If you're an alien out there and you're listening, thank you. For listening, and I hope we've done you just. Remember that we're all the same, and if you are walking around on this mortal coil with us, thank you for your hope and your genial way for not showing off. Bless you.
It's truly beautiful. I mean, I think it's clear to everyone that you lost your way in the middle of it, but well done.
It's very hard to do when you're giggling next to me.
Thank you very much.
One alien somewhere who listens to this and just that picks your spirits up for a couple of days.
His or her.
Yeah, his or her. Yeah.
Good night.
God bless.